HC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Today's topic is lessons for singles plus wisdom for married couples, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. Singles have all the time in this world. They don't know the meaning of busy. When I hear singles say they are busy, I just smile. They should wait till they're married. Married couples live busy lives, especially when the kids start arriving. The lesson is this. Do all you want to do now when you're single, rather than postpone anything. Stop making statements like, you will serve God more after marriage. You're going to get busier. I've read the whole Bible many times over as a single person in 1 or 2 months. As a married man, it takes me like 6 months to do that, and not as frequently as I used to do it. Married couples, make sure you strike a balance in your life. God first, your family, and then your work. The second point, most of the time, singles live simply for themselves. They are accountable to no one, and they can go anywhere whenever they want. An ideal couple live for each other, placing each other's desires above all. There has to be a lot of planning and consultation. The lesson is this. Singles, live deliberately and not irresponsibly. Make sure you have a mentor or an authority figure you defer to. And married couples, learn to carry along one another in decision making. You're no longer single. The third point. Singles who have sex constantly end up confused in their soul and get the relationship broken because they are violating God's principles. When God's principles are violated, the soul enters into confusion. Married people who have sex constantly with each other and who remain faithful to each other are bonded the more. Sex within marital sanctity is healthy for a couple, and it is a marital glue. The lesson is this. Singles, don't slow yourself down with premarital sex or any other sexual sin. Don't dip your hands into sin only to come and conclude that there is a generational curse somewhere. And married couples, never deny each other sex, and don't unwittingly open up yourselves for devil's attacks in your sexual life. The fourth point is this. Singles who abstain from sex before marriage and stay clean in other areas of their lives will have God's favor, blessing, and grace working for them. They will know the true joy and blessings that follow obedient children of God. Married people who deny each other sex or use it as a punishment or reward are outrightly living in disobedience, and God will not answer their prayers. The lesson is this. Singles, there is a blessing in following God. There is a blessing in refusing to compromise. God will honor you for that. And married couples, you can keep the devil at bay by being faithful to your spouse. A fifth and final point. Singles who double date are rehearsing for adultery. Whatever you rehearse for a long time, you become an expert at. They're sowing wrong seeds into their lives, and the harvest you would reap would not be desirable. Married couples who are adulterous or into extramarital affairs are deceived, and they are sowing seeds of regrets and pain. Adultery is not only sinful. See what the scriptures say about it. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32, the Amplified Version, it says, "But whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks heart and understanding, moral principle and prudence. He who does it is destroying his own life, And this is how the Message translation puts it. Adultery is a brainless act, soul-destroying and self-destructive. This message is brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club. I am Oluwaloni Oke.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.